We don't choose where our attention goes. It gets steered. Even though we think we're choosing to watch that video or choosing to leave likes on people's posts, in reality, it's so hard not to, and that your phone is probably controlling you more than you're controlling the phone. Hello, my name is Jermaine, and me and my friend Chloe are doing a challenge where we go screen-free for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 days. Enjoy the show.
By doing this challenge, both me and Jermaine realized that we use our phone a lot during meals, not only because we always deserved it, but also because using phones during meals had become part of our life routines. We were surprised by the fact that we could control technology if we tried to do so. In the school, we had lunch together, so we could keep eyes on each other. At first, since both of us had used phones a lot during lunch, we felt so empty without phones. But by day two of the challenge, we didn't have to remind ourselves of putting phones down and got to see good aspects of this challenge. To understand this idea better, let's listen to Jermaine's day one recording.
When I first took out my phone for lunch, I realized, oh, I can't use it right now. But after that, it was pretty easy. I just ate my food a little bit quicker, and I actually did enjoy my food a little bit more. It made me realize what I was eating. So one of the sources I looked at was from the Teen Social Media Survey by Fortune. It said that texting suppressed in person as teens' favorite way to communicate with friends. This shows how kids are becoming more and more dependent on their devices, losing their social skills and ability to talk face to face with one another. So with this challenge, I couldn't use my phone when eating, and that was when most of the time I would be sitting with a group of friends or people. So this challenge helped me to talk more and engage in the conversations. And my thinking is justified through day two of this challenge. It actually helped me talk a little bit more to my friends, which was something that I expected, but it's still something that I was very happy about. And yeah, I didn't think that it would make that much of a difference though, and it did that day. So yeah, I hope it continues tomorrow as well. I also watched a Big Think video, and I found several intriguing points from it. And main point of the video I got was about the attention economy, which is where, for example, in a regular economy, people make conscious choices as they choose what to buy or where to go to. But in an attention economy, we don't choose where our attention goes. It gets steered. So this shows that even though we think we're choosing to watch that video or choosing to leave likes on people's posts, in reality, it's so hard not to, and that your phone is probably controlling you more than you're controlling the phone. So in this challenge, it was very hard in the beginning, but after a while, having no choice but to put my phone away, it didn't even give me the opportunity to be lured into this attention-seeking economy. So my partner also emphasizes this perspective by saying,
"Challenge today was okay because I already got used to this challenge and it felt really normal not to use my phone during meals. Checking phone is like a habit, so once you stop using it, you'll get used to it. Also, I think my expectation is meeting because since I'm trying to eat, to talk more to people that I'm not closer to." I would highly recommend this challenge to others. First of all, since I didn't look at the screen during meals, I could savor the taste of the food. Also, I think I tend to eat with slower pace when I'm not using phone, which is good. And I felt more engaging in the conversation going on the table. People might think that time duration of each meal is not really long, so conversation during meals is not that important. But considering that the people I want to eat with are people that I'm really close to, I think those everyday conversations I have with people actually help me a lot with keeping good relationships. These ideas are explained on my day 5 recording. I would highly recommend this challenge to others. When I put my phone down, I could just focus on the food I was eating, and enjoy my meal a bit more. Also, without my phone, I got to eat at a much slower pace, which is also good for my health, and I could engage in the conversations more. I think I sometimes forget the importance of daily conversations during meals. Rather than worrying about relationships with others, I recommend people to use time for meal as a chance to talk to people more. Also, I could kick the habit of looking at the screen when I'm with people I'm not close to or I don't feel like talking. In our show notes, you can find articles and videos we used from our thread selection and also a photo of us.
Yeah, as well as an intro and outro post and the audio partner agreement, as well as our first podcast review post.
Thank you for watching the podcast.